This episode of Auto Deal Live is brought to you by Flick Fusion.
All right, we're live.
That's right.
It's not 3:30, man. It's a little bit past, but we're live here. The last show in May, our 7-year anniversary month, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in. We have a great panel of guests coming on here in just a few minutes, and we are joined by a personal friend and colleague. Very excited to have the one and only Subi Ghosh in the office with us.
Yay!
Subi! Woo! What's up, Sub? How you doing? Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's our honor.
Thank you for having me. I love joining and being here with you guys, especially since you guys have touched and inspired and educated a lot of dealer staff through the years. So thank you guys for everything that you've done over the last 7 years.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Our pleasure.
We're just having fun. What's up, Chris?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm good.
It's hot, man. You're wearing that jacket. It's hot in here.
Oh, you know, I'm staying cool.
In the words of Nelly, it's hot in here. So, man, hey, 7 years,
yes.
Right? Last show today of this month, and we got a lot of stuff to give away. We got a great panel of guests. We got a great topic. Subi helped us come up with a great topic. We kind of discussed looking at who we had on. We, sat down and talked a little bit about some really good content. And so what do you think, man, going into this show, this month, what has this month taught you about this industry that maybe you didn't know? I know you weren't expecting that question, but
no.
Kind of throw a question at you.
I think what it's taught me is this is a much bigger community than I realized, as far as people would actually care for their fellow car guy or girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, you know, years ago it was a complete opposite. It was, you know, dog eat dog, but the whole entire industry has kind of made this whole turn.
And I think, with, you know, there are a lot of dealers out there that
actually care about other dealers, mm-hmm. and are willing to help. And I think that's one of the things that this show has done, is kind of brought dealers together.
They care about this industry. They
yeah.
care. I mean, this is what I love about this industry too. And I'll throw it over to Dave and Subi and kind of ask you guys the same question. But Dave, you know, what I love about this industry is, and I love about the show, I kind of agree with Chris. I think that it exposes, or it, to use in a positive light, exposes, you know, people in the industry that are willing to share, you know, their secrets, willing to share their success. But at the same time, this industry is so competitive, and it hasn't lost that. So it's such a exciting industry because of that. You know, it's competitive. I'm competitive against, you know, because here's the reality. Buyers aren't loyal to a make like they used to. I mean, you can get a room of people, and 20 people in a room, and ask them, you know, what kind of car they have. And then you can go, what kind of car did you have before that? And then even before that, and if you can go back 3 generations of vehicles, you're going to have not only different makes, you may even have domestic versus import. You may have a truck versus a car. You may have an SUV. And so it's when you're in an industry that doesn't see the loyalty that it used to, like, hey, I drive a Ford, by God, my family drives that, or vice versa. You know, you have, but it's so competitive, but yet there's just excitement, and then there's the willingness to share with successful people. What have you learned, man, in this past month?
Oh, my gosh. You know, first of all, I think the fascinating thing about the show is that it does give everyone a platform. I mean, you know, from owners that are number one in the world to, you know, interviewing someone that's their first day selling cars. I mean, we've opened the doors to everyone, mm-hmm. and it's been an amazing platform for everybody. But the evolution of where we started and where we are now, just seeing it, the industry grow in a positive way with this openness, connections,
mm-hmm.
and helping each other, you know, people being inspired by people in another part of the country, and then doing things, you know, to ensure their success. I mean, it's just, that's what I take away from it. So okay. What about you, Subi?
I feel like people are really, really hungry for information, and the willingness for all these guest speakers to come on and share freely with everyone, I think, mm-hmm. is magnificent. But I feel like more and more people just want really good information, and they want to learn, and that is so exciting,
mm-hmm.
because we're not just sitting by and waiting with old content. We're constantly looking to improve and enhance and learn and share with each other, and I think that's
Super yeah, yeah, and we're talking about things that maybe happened in a store 2 days ago, so it's very current. And by the way, speaking of sharing, make sure that you share the show.
Hey, look at there,
we've
segue.
We've got a ton.
You've been doing this for a little while, man.
A ton of things to give away today. You know, we're celebrating 7 years. This is the last week of May, the last episode, if you will, of this seven-year celebration. And we'll be back again, of course, next week and next month. But this is the last episode where we are giving away so many things. And today, we're giving away not just a couple of items, but we're giving away bundles. Of items, including a Subi surprise bundle.
Oh, you didn't do it.
I told you not to call it that.
She said, don't call it that. I love it. You know, I wouldn't have done it, but Cribs did it. And, you know, you got guts there.
Yeah.
Hey, look at the bundles, though. Look at the bundles just to give you a little idea of what we're giving away today. We didn't put this together. So we got two Auto Dealer Live OG bundles. So that bundle, we're going to give away two of them today, is one OG t-shirt. The last day those would be given away, they will literally be gone. One OG signed poster, one Right Service and Write Your Own Paycheck book by Jeff Cowan, and one Indy 500s book by Jeff Cowan. So that bundle, one winner will win all four of those, and we have two of those bundles to give away. Then we have two Auto Dealer Live Game Changer bundles. You mind holding that shirt up there, Chris? I know this isn't a Game Changer group, but my Game Changer group, we did some shirts that just came in today, and we're going to give away two of these bundles, which includes a Game Changer t-shirt, one OG signed poster, one Write Service, Write Your Own Paycheck book, and one Indy 500 book. We have two of those bundles. And then, Subi, why don't you explain what you guys at Stream allowed us to have to give away today?
Oh, yeah, really exciting. So we are giving away an orange drone, and we've got a few of these awesome Club Orange Stream shirts and orange cups and stress balls. So we're giving away a couple of those packages, but just one of the orange drones.
Come out. Yeah, maybe that might not make it out. I got lost in the mail. Yeah. That's really cool. Did you guys heard that right? She said drone, right? Yep. She didn't say cone, like, you know, Dream Six. She said orange drone.
Yeah, make sure you get a tracking number from Dave on that one.
So giving away that. Then also the guys and gals over at Auto iPacket. I know this is a lot to say, but I want to make sure you have an incentive to share the show because we want to give this stuff away to you. Guys and gals over at Auto iPacket, the bundle they're going to give away is a t-shirt, a hat, and a lanyard. So you're going to get that in the bundle, the Auto iPacket bundle. Thank you to that crew there. And two more, one Fixed Ops digital bundle. I think Cribs has the info over there.
Yeah, we've got a cup and a hat that we're giving away with the Fixed Ops bundle. There's Fixed Ops digital. Hey, if you're a dealer, if you're in the service area, you're going to want this. But if you're a dealer, surprise your service department with this kind of bundle. Share, like, and share the show, and you got a shot at it.
One more to share.
Those cups, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's cool attack, man.
Yeah.
They're like those little short, like Yeti type thing. And one more bundle here, and then we'll move on. Overtake digital individual items. These are people that have weighed in and given out, you know, and so this is really cool. I want to thank them for that. This is pretty cool. You're going to get, and Lou's going to have to explain what this is because it's not going to make necessarily any sense off of the title. One billet engine block. And Lou, that is?
It's an engine block.
It's a paperweight.
It's a paperweight.
And it's shaped like an engine?
Like a
billet. Okay. Oh, a billet. Oh, it's, yeah. I should know what that is, right?
Yeah.
He looked at me like I had like five heads.
It's cool.
Like a billet. It's a billet. Oh, a billet. I thought you said.
Billet.
Okay. Bullet, I would understand. Billet, I don't know what that is. Maybe that's just me, right? I don't know. But that shows my ignorance. Do you know what a billet is?
Nope. It's a name brand.
It's a name brand what?
It's a name brand for custom auto parts. And,
okay. Thank you.
Custom upgrades.
See, I know, obviously,
because we're in the automotive business, you don't know everything.
Right,
listening.
Right.
All right. Then there are also the guys at Overtake Digital, two free model landing pages. That's cool, man.
That's very cool.
That's actual content. That's
I'll
actual
take
stuff.
One of those.
Yeah, free model landing pages and one flex fit hat. So all of that's going to be given away today on the show. Share the show. Boom. We got all that out.
There you go, man. We got it all out. And, you know, the thing about it is now we're going into this weekend once again where we have an opportunity as dealers to sell a ton of cars. Dave, it is going to be fantastic because we've got great weather here in the South. I don't know about you in the North, but we've got great weather. It's going to be a cool weekend to sell cars.
I agree, man. It's going to be an incredible weekend to sell cars. Every weekend's a good weekend to sell cars. This weekend, I believe, extra special weekend to sell cars. A lot of cars are going to be moved. So, listen, not to change the subject, but, man, the NBA Finals, the tickets are higher than a giraffe's butt, man. I mean, they're like $8,000 minimum And I think that's nosebleeds. And so, and I think that even if you could get your hands on them, you know, they're pretty much sold out, but that would be a hot ticket to have. And, you know, but I guess it's sold out there, Cribs.
They're impossible to get. $8,000 to $10,000 on the internet. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you'd get them. And I couldn't afford them.
Well, it's probably better anyway, because, you know, you go to one of those events and, you know, then it costs you a ton to walk in the door. You got food, you got drinks.
$40 for a hot dog.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a hot dog. I'm not talking, you know, like a hot dog, like an Oscar Mayer wiener. You're paying $40. But I'll tell you one ticket, all right? One ticket, dealers listening, that's hard to get, Cribs. But it doesn't cost you anything. It actually makes you money.
Ooh, I want those tickets. What is it?
It's a ticket to see Jeff Cowan live at one of his upcoming workshops. And here's the reality. Jeff is the nation's leader, and I say that with confidence, in training automotive service advisors and service employees in general. The man.
Yeah, he is the man. I mean, when you think of service, you think of Jeff Cowan, and an opportunity to go see him is amazing. But how does it not cost me money? How can it make me money to go see Jeff?
Well, there's a small fee to go. It's $8.99 per person. But what Jeff will show you, and I think this is really where the reality is, what Jeff's going to show you is how to increase sales, how to get perfect survey scores, an effective labor rate that's within 90 to 95% of your door rate, and how to get your customer retention up to 80% within 12 months. The average person that goes to one of Jeff's events, you know, actually uses what he teaches. And you know how it is with training, man. You got to apply what you're taught. And,
sure.
But the average person that goes typically gets an immediate 5/10 increase in customer paid labor sales. Based on the average advisor, that's an annual increase of over $150,000 in sales per advisor. And that's before you add in part sales. That, my friend, is a ton of extra sales.
Yeah, that's crazy, because, you know, when it comes to training, sometimes, Dave, as you know, it's really hard to put a dollar amount mm-hmm. on it, on the ROI. But when you come back from something like this, it's measurable in the service department. You can see the increase in your ROs and your sales, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm doing some quick math. 4 service advisors at a normal store on average,
right.
$150,000 increase each. That's $600,000, and that doesn't count anything you're going to do through parts. I mean, if you figure the same thing through part sales, mm-hmm. that's $1.2 million a Holy year per rooftop.
Say
how
that
do
again?
$1.2 million a year wow. per rooftop. That's nuts. And that's an average. We know there are dealers that have many more service riders than that.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. It's strong. That's incredibly crazy. Strong. You can sign up to go to one of Jeff's workshops, or better yet, have Jeff visit you and do a private workshop for you and your group. His info is on the screen. Make sure you check him out. You will not regret it.
You got to do it.
Come on. Hey, who's ready for a great show today?
Me.
You ready?
I'm ready. Woo,
woo. We got an all-star lineup, and I think they're locked and loaded, Chris. I think they're ready to roll.
Oh, I think they are, too.
Let's bring them on.
60 seconds? All right, we're going to be back in 60 seconds. Hey, the next up?
The next up, our automotive anniversary panel.
Boom. Be done after you form some type of relationship. One call closes are few and far between. Look, they're going to happen. And if you're on your A game and you're swinging enough, you're going to hit a home run. But if the baseball players that have been great.
Because at the desk, I always ask questions. Do they drive the car? Are all the decision makers present? These people have time to do business? Are they putting you under time pressure?
When they do them because they want to and not just because they have to, now you're on the way to a healthy culture and environment within your workplace.
Approximately 70% of all automotive shoppers are more likely to purchase after viewing a dealership video. And though many dealerships are utilizing effective video strategies to drive shoppers to their website, very few automotive websites provide the exact video content that today's shopper desires the most. Flick Fusion makes it easy for you to start and scale an affordable video marketing strategy, including end-to-end video content and distribution automation that provides your automotive shoppers with unique and engaging video content that is proven to increase all of your lower funnel KPIs. And the best part is that all of your video content is hosted on Flick Fusion's award-winning SmartFlix video marketing platform to combine each individual shopper's unique shopping behavior across multiple touchpoints with CRM, DMS, and other sales and marketing data triggers to enhance each unique shopper's experience and provide the most informational and relevant video presentation possible for each shopper. It's intelligent video for intelligent dealerships.
Hey, we're back. You're watching Auto Dealer Live. It's our 7-year anniversary, right? The last week of May, our final celebration, and we have our amazing guest co-host today, Ms. Subi Ghosh.
Hi, everyone.
And she's the senior director at Dealer Strategy. Did you hear that? Dealer Strategy. No one better to have on the show today, except for our panel also. We have a huge panel. So let's talk about who we have on, Subi.
We have my dear friend, Kevin Campbell. He's e-commerce director at the Greg Orr Auto Collection.
Yeah. Carlos Aviles, president at Aviles Auto.
Yeah, Puerto Rico, man. He's in Puerto Rico.
I thought so. Wow. I thought he was out of country. We were talking about that earlier. And who else do we have there, Subi?
Rudy El Patron. Woo. From general manager at the Brooklyn Mitsubishi store.
The sharp dressed man in Brooklyn. And hey, welcome everyone to the show. And
let's just have Robin Wilson.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My fellow Women in Automotive board member, Robin Wilson from the SCP agency, and Tim James from Flick Fusion.
Man.
That's right. I almost missed it.
He's cutting people off.
No, you missed
it. It's his first day.
You
missed his first day. It's okay.
Do you want some coffee?
It's my first day. Hey.
What's up, lady and gentlemen?
Hey, we got Joe over here, too.
Yeah, Joe Calla joined us in the middle here. Nobody puts Joe in the corner. No one puts Joe in a corner.
Joe's not going to talk.
Joe, I didn't know they were going to kick you out.
Come on, Joe.
What's up?
Yeah, so the next up is our automotive panel. Great to have everybody on board, and we're going to get right into it so that we can get and deliver the message to dealers that we're talking about today. And what we're talking about is, what do we do when things begin to slow down? And even though we have some rock stars and some great dealerships that are kicking butt here represented, in every store, there's at least a day, an hour, a week, a month that we're not performing the way that we would hope to be. So let's go to El Patron. Rudy, El Patron, let's talk about maybe some things that you look at when things are slowing down a little bit at a store.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Good to have you on. How are you guys?
Excellent.
A little bit of focus right now. It is up and down business right now. And we're trying to focus right now out of the service department. We're trying to come up with some new ideas. And, we actually started selling cars out of the service department this month. So we got about 15 cars out for the month out of service. So we wanted to focus on service. We want to disrupt it a little bit. So we put a campaign together. We know that there's business there, and we started doing BDC and service. And, we wrapped up the appointments, and now we got crazy appointments out of service, and we're flipping customers out of the service department. I mean, I did it back in the days, and now it's, Mitsubishi is a little tough brand, but it's working so far.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, I got to stop and just say something really quick, El Patron, man. Congratulations. Number 7 in the nation out here, right?
Woo! Come on.
Come on,
that's
man.
Right, that's right.
Yes, that's the United States of America, baby.
That's awesome. We're coming.
Congratulations, man. You know what? So, hey, it may be tough to sell Mitsubishis, but El Patron's doing it right up there, man. Congratulations, bro. You guys are slaying it. And you know what? There might be some haters eating hater chips, drinking Haterade. You know what I mean? Loving it. But I'm going to tell you right now, brother, number 7 in the nation. Number 7 in the nation. That don't lie. Congratulations.
Yeah, you know, Rudy, I think you're on to something, my friend, because, when things slow down, we typically do, if we're hearing it, whether it's from the desk or from, any other area in the dealership, we always hear the typical things. Hey, let's get in the CRM. Let's get some phone calls. Let's start reaching out. Let's get on social media. And yet we're sitting in a physical location where we have customers right there. So developing business out of the service drive is huge. Let's go to Carlos in Puerto Rico. Carlos, how's business there?
Hey, business is booming. Everything is going super.
Now, Carlos, do you have a kind of a rise in demand based on the the weather disasters that happened a while back? Do you have that there? Are you experiencing that now?
Excuse me, can you repeat that again? I didn't hear.
Yeah, I was just asking if you're in the middle of a lot of rising demand due to the horrible weather that that occurred there a while back.
Can you hear Carlos?
Hello.
Hey, Carlos. No, he was asking. You. Based on the hurricanes, it came in a couple years ago. I think Cribs was going, and this is a perfect example for this question because you can't. I mean, obviously, business came to a halt.
Right.
You know, not that it slowed down. I mean, it stopped, and he was asking about the demand on vehicles. What's the demand like? With regards to vehicles there, and then I guess a piggyback on that. What are some measures that you did and are doing to get business not only back on its feet, but, you know, to really do what you're doing there, man? I mean, you got a group of people that look to you as a leader in the automotive, in the entire area of Puerto Rico. You've got groups of dealers that look to you as a leader. How are you doing that? What are some things that you're doing, you know, since the storms and so forth to really take business to the level that you've done?
Well, after the hurricane, the thing was that we received a lot of funds from the local government and from the state government. So we had to adapt and adjust our inventory to the needs of the customers. Like I saw, I'm an independent dealer. I have two dealers. One is luxury and one of them I sell all brands. So what I did is I started bringing commercial vehicles because that's what the demand of vehicles the people of Puerto Rico needed to rebuild the island. So instead of seeing the negative side of the things, I saw a positive thing to use the opportunity of all the funds that were going. Actually, we have been, after the hurricane, the best years on the automotive industry in Puerto Rico because of the investment that is going onto the island. So we look for the positive, we change inventory, and we adjust to the situation.
Yeah, thank you, Carlos. Thank you. I appreciate that. And that was really where we were going with all of that. And you know, I think dealers that are paying attention, you mentioned that you kind of made a switch to looking for commercial vehicles because you recognize the demand there in Puerto Rico. I think that that's a great tip for pre-owned used car managers at any store is to be keeping up with and gauging, you know, what is the next thing? Where are there going to be demand, Subi?
So can I just take a minute? Because we tend to, as an industry, and kind of what we're talking about now, is really reactive. And I want to change that. We need to be more proactive. We need to understand and look at trends overall and come up with solutions before the problem even comes up. So we, especially in the Northeast, you know, we have good months and bad months as it pertains to weather. And I think that we can look at those things and protect our dealerships to be able to be more competitive and proactive. So I want to ask Kevin, we've talked about this at length. So maybe, you know, what kind of tactics can you use to be more proactive to make sure that we're not hitting those things?
Yeah,
it's good.
Kevin?
Or not.
Casey, you there?
See what happened was.
Kevin might have muted himself. We'll see in a second. But, Stubby, I want to ask you something based on that, too, because I love where you were going with that, because I was thinking when Carlos was – I whispered in Joe's ear because I forgot he doesn't have ears. So he has ears, but he doesn't have – you know, he doesn't have headphone ears. And I was whispering in Joe's ear, telling him that, you know, everybody's getting funds. Well, you know, what makes Carlos stand out? You know what I mean? And that's kind of where you were going. Like, it's to be proactive, but what causes a dealership to not feel sometimes what other dealers feel because they're prepared, right? So it comes down to some do, some don't. You know, I'm not sure if that's where you're going or that's a part of it.
Yeah, we end up having maybe a low traffic month, and then we look at, you know, our sales numbers, and then we react. Let's change our budget. Let's spend here. Let's cut there. And the worst part is we don't track the changes that we make. So when we're looking at these trends and we're looking year over year, month over month, we're not necessarily comparing fairly. So I think in an effort to be proactive, you've got to look at these numbers and trends and also notate when we change the budget or if there's a crazy weather pattern so that when we make those decisions month over month, year over year, that we're looking at all of the right information to be armed to be able to make those decisions effectively and not just react and pull budget, change budget, throw in a random TV ad because we need to get traffic. So understanding what works and coming up with those types of innovative solutions.
Yeah. Just so you know, Kevin Campbell had a drop off and, you know, he's running, he's doing marketing for, or in e-commerce for I think 17 stores. Yeah. But let's open up just so before we comment, just in case, if you have a comment or a question, I know there's a lot of people listening. We've got a great audience and great comments coming in. If you'd like to weigh in our panel or maybe weigh in on, you know, some of the topic, let's open up the phone line. Lou will put it up on the screen. And then he'll notify us when we have a caller, and we'll bring you on the air. So we'd love to open it up if you'd like to comment. And that number is 813-574-1820. We'll get it up on the screen as well, 813-574-1820.
Yeah. Can I just speak to what you were talking about being proactive?
No.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I was just talking to a dealer about was, you know, we were speaking about how, you know, the service drive, and I know El Patron talked a little bit about that, but not just using it as an opportunity where you say, okay, we're going to go ahead and start walking through just, you know, randomly. No, actually have like somebody assigned to the service drive.
Yeah.
Like it's a plan. It's not an afterthought or when it's slow only. It's the proactive approach of there's somebody assigned and this is their job.
Mm-hmm.
They're mining through the service drive and creating that opportunity. I think that's
Do you ever wonder why someone doesn't? I'd love to hear someone weigh in on this, the Carlos or El Patron, or I know Robin's on as well. Like, to me, it baffles me, right? Like, as an owner of a business, like, everything that I'm aware of, and when I'm made aware of it, then I'm aware of it, and I try to implement it, that can generate business. Not just, like, some sidebar thing, but something that will be like saying, oh, maybe you guys should consider having telephones in your business, you know? Maybe you should consider, you know what I mean? It's like I don't understand why that's a maybe. Like, people are there, and they're captivated, and they're humans, and their guard is down. Like, why is that such a... Why is that such a, like, you should be doing it? Does anybody have an opinion on that that's on the panel?
Can I weigh in, David? This is Robin Wilson.
Yeah, please.
Please do, Robin.
Yeah, so I'm actually sitting in a dealership today in Joplin, Missouri, and they have always had someone in the service drive, and not just the salespeople rotating through there. I mean, this is part of their annual business that they know that they can count on out of the person who sits in the service drive. They have their own office. They're in charge of keeping that lobby area nice so that they can go out there and visit. They got the snacks full. They do whatever. But they scan through every morning all of the appointments that are coming in. And then they're constantly looking to see who's coming in, what's their mileage, what's their interest rate on. And they have a plan before those doors open in the service department every morning of who they're going to speak with and what conversation they're going to have. And they count on between $800,000 and $1 million worth of business just coming from that service drive.
Wow.
Yeah, see, there's a difference in the mentality. Even when she said that they look at it as their annual business, see, they're looking at it almost like a second location within the store. And I think that's a big deal. And, you know, going back to what Subi had mentioned earlier about measuring, being proactive, looking at things, you know, not keeping track necessarily of things, it made me think of the fact that a lot of the leadership within the auto dealership has come from and risen from sales, right? And we're sales driven. We know solutions of talking and dealing with customers, but we're not necessarily the best business people that are sitting there. So we have to learn that along the way. And I think that is part of why you see so many different things going on and scratch your head in the car business. But let's go to Tim James, the founder CEO of Flick Fusion. And Tim, you've heard a lot. We're talking about things that we could maybe do when times are a little bit slower, whether it's a week, a month, a year. Go ahead and weigh in, Tim. You've heard a lot. Go ahead, and this is your opportunity to speak.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And like Subi said as well, there are going to be ups and downs. We're going to have good months. We're going to have bad months. There's going to be situations that occur within our store from internal change and internal turnover, things that we don't expect to happen. There's going to be things that happen within our local community. There's going to be statewide events. There's going to be national events. There are going to be a lot of influences that's going to create one certainty, and that is that there will be ups and there will be downs. Yeah. So with that in mind, you do always have to be measuring, planning, looking for ways to change, to grow. And change is a very scary thing. But we have to understand we have to continue to grow. We have to continue to change in order to continue to exceed and meet our long-term goals. And that starts with measuring. Mm-hmm. That starts with finding new ways to maximize our resources, which are our personnel and our investment dollars. There is low-hanging fruit that's out there in the service department. There is low-hanging fruit that exists in the CRM right now today. But those shouldn't be afterthoughts. Yeah. And I love the comments that, that Robin and Subi both made because they're spot on. Those mm-hmm. those aren't areas to look at once you're experiencing a low. Those are areas that you need to be focusing on all the time, mm-hmm. continual as part of your business strategy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And just know that don't panic. You know, mm-hmm. I guess that would be the second thing is if you're having a down month and you are struggling for deals, never let them see you sweat, right? If you are approaching that situation out of fear, then it's going to show and your customers are going to see it. Your customers are going to feel it. And you're really going to end up turning more people away than you are solving your problems.
Yeah, so. be determined, not desperate. I totally agree there, Tim. And, you know, let me go to El Patron and Carlos, both running stores and, you know, shifting gears slightly because when it comes down to, you know, really ultimately is talent or individuals or people. And so if you're hiring somebody, you know, rather than just throw somebody that's breathing out on the lot, you know, give them, you know, who are you looking for? El Patron, let's go to you first. I mean, because to go to number seven, how do you get to number one? It's going to be through people, right? You're in a huge market. Obviously your market will bear, you know, the ability to get to number one in the nation. So what kind of person are you looking for? How do you measure talent when you're adding now to a successful team, El Patron?
Basically, you know, we say that we have all these ideas, right? We have different ideas, and we want to have them, right? That's not good.
You know what? Your phone's breaking up. Patron, your phone's breaking up really bad. So, all right. And if you guys, you know, listen, if you apply that.
right.
If you apply what he just said, first of all, if you can understand
it, solid.
Yeah. So hey, we're gonna come. I want to come back to him in a second.
Make sure that El Patron knows that you were breaking up really bad.
Yeah, we couldn't hear what you're saying.
We didn't really understand anything there. Just so you're aware, but we'll come right back to you.
I want to hear his answer.
I have a funny story. So I, when I was at my last dealership, my GM wanted to kind of go forward with this as a plan. And I think that's one of the things that's important to note. You can't just throw someone in the service lane and expect it to happen. You have to hire, you have to have a process, you have to give them scripts. And what he did is he reached out to his 20 group buddy, John Marazzi from Brandon Honda, and wanted me to go down and learn what they did. And I got a lot of their content. And what really stood out to me was what John did was he took someone that wasn't necessarily a salesperson, mm-hmm. gave them a script, gave someone the ability, the person who has the skill set to be people friendly and non-salesy, gave them a script and then turned it over to the sales team once it became an opportunity. And I think that that's a great strategy.
That is a great model. I saw that at Elder Ford as well a couple years back, and it was working really well for them.
Yeah, and it goes in the face of what we think. We want to put someone who's maybe not the greatest taking ups and then throw them into the service lane.
Yes.
And it's the opposite. You get an hourly employee who can do great. And for me, they came from waiters, waitresses, bartenders, people that knew how to say what you wanted them to say.
Yeah, building relationships that, like you said, evolved into an opportunity. So.
Customer service.
So, yeah, very cool. So don't forget, by the way, there's still a little bit time left to share the show. Mm. Get your name in the hat. We're giving away a ton of bundles. We've got our jar here. We're going to draw names here in just a little bit. So make sure that you like and share the show so you can get in some huge giveaways today. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so let's see, El Patron, let's see if your phone, we couldn't understand. I'd love to get your answer on that, and so we can hear it. Are you, won't you repeat what you said, because we couldn't understand it at all, but I'd love to hear your answer on that.
What I was saying to you is that you said that we have a million ideas, right? Mm-hmm. And all we have to do is act on one of them, and it can disrupt the entire business, so our entire industry. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So our entire industry, you know, you look at people, you find people that learn and understand and have the same vision as you, and you go and kill it. You know what I mean? Like, we knew we had to do something different to do better and more business. So the service department, those customers are not shopping. Those customers, and sometimes they feel good about helping those customers because they have an RO, $1,800, they can't pay for it. You flip them out of the car and you pay the RO and you make their day because their payment is still the same. In some cases, you know, they even lower their bill because the programs are really good with Mitsubishi right now. Mm-hmm. So right now, we're going to focus on the service department, and I believe I can take it to 50 to 100 cars out of the service department.
That's nice.
Within time.
That's good. Yeah, I love it. That's a good answer. I'm glad we got to come back to that. And Carlos, man, do you want to weigh in on that same thing? I mean, what do you look for in talent? I mean, you know, I think the car businesses has the ability to be picky. You know, it's an industry where you can come in and you can make money and you could build a career. And today, culture matters. Customers care, you know, about their experience. So when you're looking for somebody, what is it that you're looking for exactly at your dealerships?
Well, one thing I do is when I hire people, in the process of interviewing them, I provide like a positive experience for the candidate. Mm. Because when you are interviewing people, some great talents will refuse your offer because they didn't have a great experience when they were interviewed. And I try to provide them a positive experience. You can underestimate the power of a positive experience when you are interview them.
Mm-hmm.
I also have I built like a talent pipeline. And that's a thing I do because we are growing and I have this talent ready until the timing is right.
Yeah,
it's good.
So I try.
I like that talent pipeline.
Pipeline. First time I've ever heard that. Hey, Carlos, we can't thank you enough.
I'm going to steal that, Carlos.
Yeah, we can't thank you enough for coming into the show today all the way from Puerto Rico. We're running low on time, so we're going to get final comments from everyone. I know Subi has a final question for Robin, and then we'll just go around and get final comments.
Yeah, Robin, so as we're talking about all of this being proactive and service, how do we tie that into social? I guess that would be my question.
Well, just like you know, because you work with dealer strategies all the time, it really is just that strategy. So you plan it in advance, and being reactive to slow business is not a good business plan. However, it's really important to strategize and know what's coming down the pike and be able to plan for that in advance. We have strategy meetings with our dealership once a month to just look at where were the gaps from last month, how can we fill them this month, and then what does that look like on social media? Mm-hmm. Whether that is database mining through social media, or whether it's database mining through email campaigns, or getting if they have a service BDC, which a lot of the dealerships I work with do, when we're talking about service slowdowns, you know, that service BDC and having that entire database full of owner-based customers in there. And not only that, but a lot of times we'll overlook the fact that we have showroom visits not sold.
Mm-hmm.
And why are we not reaching out to them with service offers also? They have a vehicle. We just didn't sell them a new one. And we'd love to get them back in here and give our person that's in the service drive a chance to maybe sell them again once we, you know, get a couple more months down the road. So we're super proactive and thinking about all of the avenues we can get in front of these customers at in their devices, because to me, that's where I think they are most of the time.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you so much, Robin. Let's go back to El Patron for some closing comments.
All right. I'm going to leave you guys with this, okay? Sales go up and down. Service stays forever, okay?
stop worrying about how much you're making in the front. Stop caring about doing the right thing by the customers. They will love you. They will send you all their friends, and they will send you everybody. And this business has been really good to me, so I'm going to share it with the entire world. I'm thinking of having another conference at the end of the year so I can share everybody how to become a disruptor, because it's going to change the way they think about business, and it's going to change the way they do business. So, and to all the haters, listen, Mitsubishi is a hard brand, okay? You watch me do it. We're going to get to that number that we want to get to. Little by little, we'll get there, all right?
All right.
Congratulations, brother. All right. So let's go to Kevin Campbell's on. Let's go to Carlos. Carlos, give us your closing remarks there in Puerto Rico, man. Thank you for being with us, and leave our audience with some words of wisdom. All right.
All right. Well, we're going to go real quick to Tim James for a final comment. Tim, if you could do it in about 60 seconds, we're going to start drawing giveaway. Go ahead.
60 seconds. You don't know me very well, do you?
I'm sorry.
Woo.
That's why I said 60 seconds.
It really, it really comes back to how y'all opened the show. And, you know, there's a lot of good people in this industry. And I look back to when I first entered the automotive industry. I didn't grow up in the industry like a lot of other people. And, you know, back in 2002, so many people were so eager to help me and embrace me. We didn't have the platforms that we have today. But now that there are all of these platforms that are out there, I think this show is a perfect example of just how willing everyone out there in this community is to help each other. If you haven't done it, I would imagine if you're sitting at a store right now and you're eyeballing another store in your local market across the country, you have questions about what they're doing to be so successful, pick up the phone and call them.
Yeah,
I bet you'd be surprised at how willing they are to really, sit down and help you out.
That's good, man. You did it in less than 60 seconds.
Yeah,
Tim.
Sure
I'm pretty
did.
Impressed, man.
Awesome.
Well, hey, we want to thank you guys.
So I get to talk more. All right, let's go.
Hey, check out Flick Fusion. How about that? Thank you so much to Robin Wilson. Thank you so much to Tim James, Carlos Avias, and El Patron. Thank you guys so much. I know that we're closing the month out here, and you got a lot of things to do, and you guys are extremely busy. So I want to thank you for taking your time out and coming on to the show, celebrating the last of the month of our seven-year anniversary. So thank you guys very much, man. It's been a great panel.
Yes, thank you guys so
Happy
much.
Anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you all.
And as promised, those who shared the show late, you're getting your name dropped in the bucket, and we're going to give away some goodies.
Well, you know, one thing I got to say before you do that is, I mean, Chris has been talking so much. I really wish he'd be quiet.
Was Chris on the show today?
Yeah, my throat hurts so much from talking. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing. Let's just give away some stuff.
Give away some stuff?
Give it away. Give it away.
Give it away. You got it. That usually you do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's all right.
Go ahead, man.
Give it away. There you go. That's all you got today.
What's wrong with Chris?
Nothing.
Chris, you know. He's a baby in the corner. He got. What did he get to get?
I got put in the corner.
Why are you smiling, Lou?
I'm not saying a word.
Well, say it. I dare you.
All right, you guys.
Well, let's talk about what we're going to give away.
All right, you want to go down
Chris.
The list in the back? We're gonna
give away these bundles.
You do mobile.
We're gonna give away these bundles, and we're gonna let Subi Ghosh, our guest co-host, read the winners.
What are we giving away first? Because we've got one.
All right,
two, three,
we're
going to
give away
five,
the.
Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. We've got like 10 draws.
Yeah, let's give away number two first, which is Auto Dealer Live OG Bundles. OG
okay, so
Bundles.
We're going to make both of them?
Bobby Heron gets one of those.
It's an OG t-shirt, signed poster, Write Service and Write Your Own Paycheck by Jeff Cowan book, and one Indy 500 by Jeff Cowan book. So
Bobby gets one of those.
Bobby gets one of those. Bobby Heron.
You want to do one more of those right now?
Do one more of those right now. There
so you're giving away the second Auto Dealer Live OG bundle.
OG bundle, baby.
Brian West. Come on,
Brian
baby.
Brian West. Come on now.
Brian West.
Do we need to write on this?
I'm writing it. I'm writing it.
Okay, good.
I got it.
All right. Now we're giving away.
Little known fact about Brian. He's actually related to Adam West. The late Adam West.
Okay.
Batman.
All right.
Is he really?
No, wow. I totally just made
okay.
that up.
Okay. All right. We're going
to
give away an
So
auto.
When Chris does choose to speak, he says something like that. You know? He's like, hey, you know.
Just trying to be relevant. That's all.
We're going to.
You know who Adam West is, right, Subi? Subi, Adam West is the original, you know, original Batman, the guy who used to wear, like, wear tights.
Subi's parents.
Do you ever watch Family Guy? If you watch Family Guy, he's also one of the voices, or was one of the voices.
He's dead.
I am a nerd by proxy. Yeah, my husband's a big nerd, so I get all of this information.
Okay. He would know who Adam West is.
So what are we giving away there, Cribs?
We're going to give away an auto eye packet bundle.
Okay, so there's auto only one of those. Packet. There's only one of those.
That's correct. Right. Auto eye packet bundle.
Jared, which is a t-shirt, hat, and lanyard.
Hat and lanyard.
Jared right. Michelle Spencer?
Woo!
Yeah, Jared Michelle Spencer. Spencer.
All right. Now we're going to give away that incredible fixed op bundle. Fixed op bundle, the hat, the cup, the digital bundle. Come
I'm
on.
I'm really now. Digging that hat.
Carlos.
The hat is cool.
Is it Carlos?
Carlos.
It
yeah.
Carlos. All right. Woo. All right.
Come on now. It's going to Puerto Rico.
Okay. Now we're going to give away the Overtake Digital individual items, two free model landing. What? Two free model landing
This is
pages,
incredible, dude. I mean, it's
one FlexFit hat and one billet engine block. Mm. Woo.
Matthew Kelly.
It says Overtake Digital individual items. We're doing that as a bundle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Matthew gets a bundle, two free model landing pages, a flex, a hat, and billet. Two people.
So we have
two people. We're gonna give it to two people. One more.
Okay. All right.
One more. That's right. Yeah, because you get a landing page.
Melissa Higdon.
Awesome. Now we're gonna give away.
Melissa Higdon is never mind. Go ahead.
I want to slow this one down because this is a very expensive item to say the least. But a very amazing investment, and you're going to get it for free.
What is it?
Jeff Cowan's Lightspeed Training, a lifetime subscription.
Boom.
Lifetime subscription.
Lifetime. That's not a year. That's a lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's crazy. All right. Drum roll.
I don't know.
Sandy Zanino.
Just became friends on Facebook today. Don't know how we weren't before. But Sandy is a winner of that.
Nice.
Lifetime subscription. And now we're going to give away...
We got the Auto Deal Game Changer bundles. We got two of those, and then we got two of those too.
Oh, okay. I missed the Game Changer bundles. Let's give away the Game Changer bundles.
Aaron Wool.
You're a winner of the Game Changer bundles.
Come on.
Brand
come
new
on.
Shirts that I haven't even seen until today.
Right here. This came in today.
Yeah, just came in today.
And Mike Phillips.
Ooh, I know he'll appreciate that. He's a big fan.
He's a big contributor in the Game Changer group too.
He is a contributor. So, Mike Phillips, very appropriate.
Now and the Subi surprise.
Now we're giving away the grand prize, the Subi surprise bundle.
Lord.
A Subi surprise bundle.
Yeah.
So, the winners of these, just message me your t-shirt size.
Is it Bumble or Bundle?
It's Jose a
bundle.
Luis Dabdub?
Dabdub. Yeah, Jose Luis Dabdub. Wins the Bumble, I mean the bundle.
Is that the drone bundle, Subi?
We're going to do the drone now.
Oh, the drone now, okay.
All right. Okay. This is a t-shirt, stress balls, cups, and the drone. Ronnie Smith.
You have just won.
Congratulations.
A drone.
Nice.
Orange.
You may or may not get that, Ronnie. if it gets sent out from here. No,
get the tracking number. That's all I'm going to say.
So listen, let's take a couple minutes and just...
let's do it.
You know, Chris, we'll start with you, man. I mean, so this industry is growing. This industry is, you know... it comes down to it never ceases to amaze me or surprise me that everything always comes down to the people that make up this industry. I mean, when you do when you have like Auto Strong and things in the past that have been charitable or you know coming to the need or service of somebody, where you know a few months ago when Glenn and Lundy and some of the guys you know strung together Facebook Live individuals to help, you know, Chad and Michelle, or, you know, a couple years ago, 3 years ago or so, Cribs, we did, behind the blacktop, you know.
Yeah, beyond the blacktop.
Beyond the blacktop. Mm-hmm. This industry is always, whether it's from that side to the side of performance, it always comes down to the people. And, you know, and so it doesn't surprise me that this industry, you know, the optimism, you know, when you hear some of these guests, and it seems like every guest, you know, because we do vet them and, you know, they come on and they speak from a position of, I'm going to make it happen, regardless of the economy, regardless of the, you know, the market, regardless of the weather, right? I'm going to make it happen. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think the most, the most, I'm drawing a blank here. I dropped my pen and it totally threw me off, to be honest. There,
I
there.
Saw that.
See, now I have my pen, I'm okay.
That's my pen.
I think some of the most resourceful people in the world are in the automotive business. I mean, you run into them on a daily basis, whether it's salespeople, whether it's general managers. There's so much talent and they're so resourceful. It really is truly amazing. You can take, you know, there's across the country, there are dealerships that have been just trash because of natural events.
Yeah.
And somehow these dealerships are able to pick up themselves and start selling cars again.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing.
You could say that, you know, there's resources that come in, like what Carlos was saying and Dave and. But I mean, it comes down to the reality is everyone there got resources like that. You know, resources are available. If they're available to one, they're available to all. But it goes beyond that because this industry is just, there's a resiliency, you know, that that's embedded in, you know. So it goes to a very bold comment. You know, the other industries might disagree. But what Chris's comment comes down to is some of the most resourceful people, you know, he knows of are in this industry.
Absolutely. You know, I've always said over and over again, the car people find a way to find solutions. I mean, we're fighters, right? Those who are really ingrained into this business don't fail. They really don't. I mean, they may have some temporary moments or some times of downtimes, which we talked a little bit about that today, but overall, they're going to prevail. They're fighters. And I love that about this auto industry.
It's good stuff.
I do too. I want to take a second to say that we are sending all of our love to Chad and Michelle. We love you guys, and we wish you guys all the best.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For such a large industry, it feels like such a small family.
Oh, it is.
And
it
I so appreciate having these people that I can turn to, that lift me up, that listen to me when I want to, you know, scream, talk me off the ledge, but also give me real advice. Mm-hmm. To help at any given time. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. As cutthroat as this industry is, even on the vendor side, I don't feel like it's as throwing people under the bus maybe 10 years ago that it was.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Even in competing brands and companies, we see a lot more collaboration. I think that that's awesome.
Yeah, it's growing in an amazing way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Baker just said, as I always say, the car business is the best business on, and he put a globe on the earth. And then if you scroll back up, Lou, just right above there, one more. Carrie Niskern said, resourceful and creative, personable and driven, best people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just across the board, man.
Yep.
Subi, thank you so much for being here. It's been incredible. You've been here for a few hours today, and we just want to really, you know, thank you for coming. It was you kind of brightened the office up, and it was awesome.
Thanks
so for great
having
atmosphere.
Me.
Well, our pleasure. Chris, man, great show.
Yeah, another one in the books.
Cribs.
Hey,
love it. Love the tie, man.
Oh, thank you. I dressed up.
Where'd you find a tie to match granite? But
yeah, right.
Is that your granite shirt?
No.
That's a cool shirt, though.
This is more like my drapery shirt.
That's more like your couch.
I
want to
add one thing. Can
like
I add
your
one
grandma's
thing?
Sheets.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, I saw them.
So I want to invite everyone to the Women in Automotive Conference.
Let's do it.
June
yes.
23rd to the 25th in Orlando next month. So look up. Bobby posted a link. So look up. We've got codes to go through for us. We'll come up with a code for ADL and... If you just message me, we'll get you that code if you want a ticket. Dealers, executives, general sales managers, you get free admission and then a discount code for your team. So
I made the mistake my first year going to that conference of getting in the lunch line. And I had, and then, you know, as everyone walked up, I was like, oh, no, go ahead of me. Oh, I was trying to be a gentleman. And yeah. So about an hour later, I got to eat. No, but great. That's probably, I don't know. That could be my favorite conference that I've gone to. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It was really amazing.
I am biased as an organizer.
I am sure you are.
We talk about a lot of awesome things that help people take these tangibles back to their dealership and improve the dealership, but we also talk a lot about improving themselves and looking at the industry as a whole. We have a lot of OEMs that come out and speak to our attendees. We have an incredible lineup. We have Microsoft coming to speak.
Nice.
It's going to be a great show.
And to clarify, men in the business are encouraged to come.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's no way that we can make a difference just talking to ourselves as women.
Right.
And let's be real. Our industry is not serving a lot of the populations, and women is just the easiest first concept, but there's cultures, there's different generations, and we need to open that dialogue. And the only way that we can do that is for all of us to come together, and men aren't just kind of welcome to be there, I guess. It's really encouraged. We want to have this larger conversation.
Yeah, invited to participate.
Definitely.
Great, yeah. Great conference. If you have not been to that, go to it. Make a commitment. Go to it.
Thank Absolutely. You. Absolutely. I agree.
It's funny. Go scroll back up to. I just want to throw one comment out about your shirt. It's just somebody said something really funny about it. Cribs said, he just said, "Dang it, where is it?" Scroll back up. He said, "Scroll until you see it." There, you don't see it, man. He said, "Somebody said it looks like a 1970s." You don't see that? scroll down, Lou. No, it's not that far down. It's yeah,
we back can't up. Leave without reading.
Scroll down
comment.
Now. Scroll down faster, Lou. The heck, man? Oh, there it's right there. Looks like a 1970s love seat. Mike Phillips said,
I like
hashtag cribs thread.
Okay, we're taking back Mike's winning
1970s love seat.
Bundle.
So no, if you're giving it, away hey. Any 1970s couches or love seats, you donate them to Cribs, and he'll make a shirt out of
That's
it and
right.
wear it on there.
That's right. I will take it, and I will take it home and display it, and I will listen to my Bee Gees as I do it.
Like old a Winnebago. It looks like an interior in a 1980 Winnebago.
Listen, old fashioned always comes back. You guys are behind the times. He's just setting the trend.
Yeah,
you don't even
I'm back.
Know
he
that.
Is. It's back, baby. Yes, he is. Yeah, it's all me.
Yep.
70s couch designs are back.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Great show. And we look forward to coming regular programming back on next week. Not that it's been, you know, not that it's been anything
it's been
major different, but we're going to, yeah, yeah, versus irregular this month. But thank you for helping us celebrate. See you next week.
See you.
Thank you. See ya.